Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 16th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Card Pointers. Leading off today, we talked yesterday about some of the latest drama surrounding the behind-the-scenes issues that led to Apple Intelligence delays. A new report from The Information now adds more details to the situation, explaining that one of the things Craig Federighi has already done since taking over leadership of the Siri team from John Gianandrea. According to the story, until recent Siri leadership changes, Apple engineers could only use third-party LLMs to benchmark them against their own in-house models during testing. Apple managers under Gianandrea reportedly told their engineers in 2023 that they couldn't use models from outside companies in Apple's final products. Building these models was mostly the responsibility of Gianandrea's team. This frustrated members of the software group who wanted to build AI-powered features, but found that Apple's models didn't perform nearly as well as OpenAI's technology. The report explains that Federighi has already reversed this policy. He has instructed Siri's machine learning engineers to do whatever it takes to build the best AI features, even if it means using open source models from other companies in its software products, as opposed to Apple's own models. Currently, Apple does work with ChatGPT as a fallback to Siri, but all of the Apple Intelligence features themselves, like email summaries, notification summaries, Genmoji, image playgrounds, and more, are powered by Apple's own models. This change by Federighi represents a huge strategy shift. Now the question is just seeing how to implement those open source models. In other news today, there has been a lot of back and forth drama surrounding the iPhone when it comes to things like tariffs and ongoing sales struggles in China. This might have painted a bad picture for iPhone sales, but new data from Counterpoint actually shows the iPhone just hit a big sales achievement for the first time ever. The team at Counterpoint Research just published its global smartphone sales report for the first quarter of 2025. Through the first 3 months of the year, overall smartphone sales were up, but the iPhone was the big winner. For the first time ever in a first quarter of the year, Apple achieved the biggest market share of any smartphone company. The iPhone garnered 19% of the global smartphone sales overall, an increase of 4% year over year. Samsung, meanwhile, accounted for 18% market share, a decrease of 5% year over year. The Counterpoint Research team partially attributes this to a successful launch of the iPhone 16e. We don't have specific sales numbers for Apple's specific iPhone models, so it's hard to know exactly how much the iPhone 16e actually contributed, but still, this is a notable milestone for Apple in the first quarter. Because again, Samsung has historically dominated the first quarter of the year. Apple is set to report its quarterly earnings for the first quarter of the year on Thursday, May 1st, which will provide additional insight into the state of Apple's overall business during the first 3 months of the year. We are supported this week by Card Pointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. Card Pointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards, so you know the best credit card to use for every purchase to make sure you're earning the most cash back or rewards points every time. In fact, most users save over $750 per year thanks to Card Pointers. 9 to 5 Mac daily listeners can exclusively save 30% on Card Pointers and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to Card Pointers for their support of the show. Rounding out today, a new report from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman gives us new details on Apple's overall goals in AR and VR products and what exactly Tim Cook wants to achieve. The report explains that Tim Cook really wants Apple to make true AR glasses, and at this point he, quote, cares about nothing else. The report explains that Apple is developing its own glasses with cameras and microphones, similar to the Meta Ray-Bans. This is an interim step as these aren't true AR glasses, but the Meta Ray-Bans have been a successful project for Facebook so far. Apple's version of the Meta Ray-Bans will apparently tap heavily into Siri and visual intelligence as part of Apple's AI push, but Apple has privacy concerns with allowing the glasses to capture media, something that would differentiate them quite heavily from Meta's offering. Gurman's report, however, describes this as an interim solution until Apple is able to develop true augmented reality glasses. This still requires a number of technologies to be perfected. Even if all of the components are up to spec, it needs to be able to be manufactured at high volumes. This includes things like extraordinarily high-resolution displays, a high-performance chip, and a tiny battery that can offer hours of power each day. Apple also needs to figure out the software side of the platform, with applications that could make such a device as compelling as the iPhone, and it has to be affordable enough for shoppers to actually want to buy. But again, this is said to be the only thing Tim Cook currently cares about, with the report saying he is hell-bent on creating an industry-leading AR glasses product before Meta, and cares about nothing else. And as for the Vision Pro, Gurman says that Apple is going full steam ahead on a lighter and cheaper version of the headset, addressing some of the biggest pain points with the first-generation product. Gurman says that Apple had previously been planning a more basic refresh for Vision Pro, essentially just incrementing the chip from the M2 chip to the M5, without any other major hardware changes. Now, however, that won't be the case. The product that we currently refer to as Vision Pro will apparently prioritize enterprise applications, where the latency of an all-wireless setup is too much of a concern. So with that in mind, Apple is apparently focused on making a Vision Pro that plugs directly into a Mac. This would give ultra-low latency thanks to a wired collection, making Vision Pro more applicable to enterprise environments where that ultra-low latency is important, like viewing images during surgery or for flight simulators. If this turns out to be true, it would be a big shift for the Vision Pro platform, with Apple apparently going all in on enterprise and not focusing on the consumer aspect. But realistically, with the high price tag of Vision Pro, it could be that only enterprise buyers are ever really able to adopt the platform at its current state. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.